You asked for it, you got it.
You guys ready?
It's time for Mandatory Metallica.
Oh, yeah! Yeah! Oh, yeah, yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
We're somewhat of a heavy band.
Hey, Ma! Hey, Ma, look, it's me!
Thanks a lot for, I want to thank all the stakes for coming around finally and understanding what the hell Metallica is all about.
Metallica rules! Metallica is the heavy! James Hetfield, Lars Ulrich, Kirk Hammett, Robert Trujillo, Jason Newsted, and Cliff Burton. It is my sincere honor to induct you all into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Welcome to Mandatory Metallica. I am your host, JJ, and tonight, no big theme, just some fun stuff about Metallica. Earlier today, I was flipping through the social media, and an article came up, and I recognized that it was clickbait, but it was supposed to be an interview with Rob Trujillo, and he was talking about how the one song he wishes Metallica played more, that they've only played like once in the 20-plus years he's been in the band, was The Frayed Ends of Sanity. So first off, we're going to start with that song tonight. And then it got me thinking further along in the interview, he was talking about when he first joined the band in 2003, how there really wasn't a set playlist every night. They would like go into the tuning room. If you're a fan of the band, you know they spend more time in the tuning room before a show than the actual show takes. But they would go in the tuning room and say, okay, tonight we're playing this, this, and this. And Rob would have like 20 minutes to learn a tune. So after I play The Frayed Ends of Sanity, because I love that, then I'm going to do a live version. And according to the interweb, this may be the first time that Metallica played live with Rob on stage. It's supposedly recorded May 18th at the Fillmore in 2003. Rob had only done the MTV Icons show with the band, so this was kind of their first live major show. And I'm going to give you two songs, The Four Horsemen and Ride the Lightning, and they're pretty awesome. So let's get going with the show. It's Frayed Ends of Sanity, Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. to endure. What's your battle on the zoo? Death delivered when you fall ashore. Now there's nothing you can do. No.
Is it tomorrow? Tomorrow you only get reload.
Hey, I just gotta say, these guys had me learning Phantom Lord 20 minutes before the show. Oh my God.
Give this man a hand.
That's no bullshit. These guys, woo!
But we wanted to see what he was made of.
Jesus.
Actually, this is his real audition.
That was the beginning and the ending of the flagging pin.
I think you guys planned that show. Yeah, I know now.
And you've completed good, man. But you forgot to mention that you had to learn like 40 other songs too. All right. We're here for more. I hope you want it.
God.
There you go, the Four Horsemen and Ride the Lightning, recorded live May 18th at the Fillmore 2003, which, according to the internet, was Rob Trujillo's first big show with the band after MTV Icon. This was the first major full concert. So that was a pretty cool recording. I enjoyed it myself. I tried to find some. A month later, or 2 months later, they would play July 4th at the Pontiac Silver Dome in Detroit, and yours truly was at that show, and that was their first major stadium show. So couldn't find those, so got you some from the Fillmore. Hope you liked it. Let's see. Let's take a break, and when we return, I'm going to have some more Metallica. I think Lars made a joke about Reload in there, if you were listening, so it'll probably be some Reload. Welcome back to Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan. And just a reminder, Q Nation, we are in search of unsigned bands to get them registered for the Q100 Michigan Odawa Casino Battle of the Bands coming up June 22nd at Victories inside Odawa Casino in Petoskey. Here's how you do it. If you are an unsigned band or you know an unsigned band, you prod them, kick them, get them over to Q100Michigan.com. That way they can register their original song demo or demos. You can register more than one song. You can go to the website, Q100Michigan.com, find out how to get registered there. Or if you're not internet savvy, you can mail your submissions to Blarney Stone Broadcasting, 6514 Old Lake Road in Grayling, Michigan, and get your submissions in. You could be one of the eight bands selected to compete for the grand prize, which is $5,000 in cash, a $1,500 Avery amp, 6 hours recording time at AV Studios in Traverse City worth $1,000, and this is priceless, personal production and mixing services from Q100's J-Bo Billman. And you'll also be featured on the Q100 Michigan Music Connection with Big Jess and a chance to perform at the Riverfest in July. You have to be 21 to enter. Get the rules. Get the details at Q100Michigan.com. Get your band signed up. You've got till May 26 to get signed up, all right? Okay, let's get back to Metallica. So I found an article, an interview with Kirk Hammett, where he reflects on hitching a ride with David Bowie. Now, we've talked about this in the past. There's a connection between David Bowie and Metallica. The riff in Master of Puppets definitely sounds like Bowie. It does. It sounds like the song. It sounds like Andy Warhol. It does. So, I'm not going to play any Bowie tonight. But Kurt did go on to say how... So here's the story. They were in Kansas City and had been invited by their manager, who is also Bowie's manager, to the show. So Kirk and Rob go to the show and realize they're stuck. They don't have a ride back to the hotel. And as they're trying to figure it out, here comes Bowie's bus. They're staying at the same hotel. Bowie sticks his head out and goes, "Hey, you guys want a ride?" And Kurt said he and Rob went all Wayne's World fanboy and just, "We're not worthy." And Bowie's like, "Settle down, settle down. You're not." So let's do a couple. Let's not only play Master of Puppets, but let's also play Leper Messiah, which Kirk also apologized to Bowie for nicking the title. And he said it was cool, heard the music and liked it. So we'll go with Leper Messiah, then Master of Puppets. This is Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan. We'll be right back. Q100 Michigan, saving rock and roll one listener at a time. I am your host, JJ, and that was Master of Puppets with some borrowed David Bowie riffs. Hey, if you're a fan of the show and maybe you've just discovered it, maybe you're on one of the various different podcasting sites that you can listen to Mandatory Metallica, and you want other episodes, I implore you to go to Q100Michigan.com. That's our radio station website. That gets you Mandatory Metallica episodes. That gets you Joe Mama's Blues Kitchen, J-Bo's Chick Rock, all kinds of great stuff, plus contest, plus rock information about your favorite concerts. And feel free to send me an email. You got a suggestion for the show, or feel free to fact check me. I tend to just shoot things and say things. Sometimes they come out wrong. Send a suggestion, JJ@BlarneyStoneBroadcasting.com. We're going to take a break, get some messages from our fine partners. When we come back, I told J-Bo about this song because it's so cool. It's been stuck in my head. It keeps popping up. Metallica's cover of Elton John and Funeral for a Friend after this break. If you haven't heard it yet, everybody so far has loved it, including Sir Elton himself. Metallica's cover of Funeral for a Friend and Love Lives Bleeding, recorded live at the Gershwin Awards honoring Elton John and Bernie Taupin, that was filmed in early March. Okay, if Metallica's going to, if they would put that on an album and sell it, I'd buy it. Take my money. Let's get another Garage Inc. It'd just be cool. All right, so the internet must have been listening to what I was saying, and they've taken me down what I find a delightful hole. a delightful hole. I don't know if that's ever been a description. So I talked about David Bowie and Kirk Hammett earlier in the show. And so the internet fed me this, what if David Bowie covered Inner Sandman? Or what if David Bowie had been handed the lyrics to Inner Sandman and wrote it his own way? And I got to tell you, this is pretty cool. It makes me wish this is not David Bowie. This is some people on the internet who thought this would be really cool. And they're right. It makes me wish David Bowie did do Enter Sandman. So to end out Mandatory Metallica, the YouTube name that I got this from, the guy's name is 10 Second Songs. So look for him on YouTube. He does a whole bunch of these things. And he did this one. And I think it's pretty awesome. Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan.
It's just a beast under your